I'm going to do a bunch of my oldies but moldies. However, I am going to start out with my newest version of Auld Lang Syne.
Should 2020 be forgot? Heck yes, we all will say. Let's skip ahead to 22 and pray for a better day. No virus, fires, riots, hornets, elections. No shutdowns left and right. We'll have the TP that we want, and we'll get to take a flight. So should 2020 be forgot? Heck yes, we all will say. Let's skip ahead to 22 and pray for a better day. Amen.
I wasn't going to do this next song, but actually I think I really should. This is the newest one, and what I mean by newest is I just finished it today. I don't know if the tune's very good, but... So I said I was going to do a bunch of oldies and moldies, but starting off with some newbies and things. This is called There Won't Be TP Shortages in Heaven.
There won't be TP shortages in heaven. We'll even get the brand that we want. The shelves will be full in heaven, and what we need will be right up front. There won't be any out of stock in heaven, for there'll be no lack of anything we need. And in the checkout will be free, gonna be a jubilee, and the quality will all be guaranteed. We won't need sanitizer in heaven, or to hide behind a big plexiglass wall. We won't need any medicine, including vaccines, in heaven, cause there won't be any sickness at all. We won't be counting calories in heaven, cause we're gonna get to eat anything we please. And at the marriage supper of the Lamb, we'll have pumpkin pie and ham, and we won't worry if anybody sneezes. There won't be social distancing in heaven. We won't all have to stand apart 6 feet. They won't be shutting churches down in heaven, and we won't be getting fines when we meet. There'll be no wearing masks in heaven, and for the spread they won't be giving us the blame. We'll side by side, we'll loudly sing hallelujah to the King, and shout as loud as we want when we praise his name.
Here's another one, and you know, Christmas, I mean, the whole Christmas story really probably covers at least 3 years, and this is something I got an idea for about a week and a half ago. Actually, Dr. Gary Martindale said I should, it sounded like a song or something like that. I made a phrase, and let's see. Anyway, this is actually about the flight down to Egypt, and since even by tradition, the wise men showed up 12 days later, well, if they showed up 12 days later, then it was even later than that, which, you know, after January 6th or something like that, that Joseph and company went down into Egypt. But this one's called Jesus, Grab Your Toys. Let's see.
Out of all the tyrants, Herod caused a lot of mayhem. He was lots of trouble for the people of Bethlehem. Run, run, Joseph, Herod's men are coming to town. Mary, start the donkey, cause tonight we're Egypt bound. Jesus, grab your toys, and when you do, don't make a sound. Said the angel to the wise men, you better make tracks today. Climb up on your camels and make sure you go a different way. So the wise men rode off, and for Herod they made a getaway. Run, run, Joseph, Herod's men are coming to town. Mary, start the donkey, cause tonight we're Egypt bound. Jesus, grab your toys and tell the drummer boy to keep it down. Said an angel to Joseph, get yourselves out of here. Grab your wife and kid and leave tonight, you better disappear. And away went Joseph, putting it in high gear. Run, run, Joseph, Herod's men are coming to town. Mary, start the donkey, cause tonight we're Egypt bound. Jesus, grab your toys, cause we ain't hanging around. Guitar solo. Down, down, down.
Time for something different. I'm going to go way, 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 way back in time here. This is the first song I wrote that was kind of the humor satire sort of realm. I was actually really nervous when the first time I did it in church. I go, this is not going to be received well. And you know what? I think I'm going to do this exactly as written. Yep, I'm going to sing it exactly as written, because in 1982, didn't have MP3s, didn't have the internet and all that kind of stuff. Have you ever been wandering around in the grocery store and you pass by the magazine section and in it you see all these different magazines on just about anything you'd ever want? Things like Modern Photography, Sports Illustrated, Time, Newsweek, Mad, Teen, Hot Rod, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, Popular This and Popular That. Well, there's a new one of them Popular magazines out, and it's got quite a large circulation, and they call it Popular Christianity. Would you make it into Popular Christianity? Would they do a story on you? Have you read all the books and heard all the tapes that tell you how to make it through? If they went to your house, would they find the right spiritual poster on your wall? Or do you think you've done enough to be in the article? Did you hear the latest speaker that came to town? Were you on the very front row? Did you get there early to get a good seat? Because close is where the glory flows. Do you have the right stickers on the back of your car? And is your Bible trimmed in gold? Do you think you've done enough to be in the article? Getting fancy here now. Do you follow that spout where the glory comes out? And are you looking for the biggest show? Are you keeping up with the latest Jesus fad? Because you think it's gonna make you grow? Are you filling your life with sad dish stuff, but still find you got a hungry soul? Are you living your life just to be in the article? Don't live your life for popular Christianity, but live it to please the Lord. Turn off your tape recorder every once in a while and spend time in His Word. Stay at home and spend a night with your family. Learn to love your kids and your wife. And let your article be published in the Book of Life. This goes back to when I was a student at Evangel, married at the time, still I am, and had, I think, two little kids at the time I wrote this song. Yeah, 1983, I would have had two little kids. Of course, then I ended up with three, and they're now, you know, grown up. This song, anybody with little kids who, you know, can identify with it, I call it the Sunday School Blues.
Rolled out of bed about 7:45. Better get up or I'm gonna be late. It seems I never get to bed on a Saturday night, which is always a problem come the morning light. And I can feel it now, I've got the Sunday School Blues. Crawl to the shower, make myself smell good, comb my hair just the way that I should, put on my clothes I wear no other place, and I paint that smile upon my face. But I can feel it now, I've got the Sunday School Blues. My kids won't eat and it's 8:45. It seems that all they want to do is whine, and then is go to the car with too much junk and throw it into that tiny trunk. And I can feel it now, I've got the Sunday School Blues. But I get to the church and I take my seat, and I hear about sitting at my Jesus' feet. The word of God gets in my soul, and I feel His Spirit take control, and I feel them blues just melt away like the snow on the street on a sunny day. I hear some more about my Father's plan, and I leave that room a different man. And I don't feel them no more, the Sunday School Blues.
If I had a big church, a tithe, a bigger tithe, do 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 do. All week long I'd run my TV ads. If I had a real big church, I wouldn't need a second job. A tithe, a bigger tithe. If I had a really, really big mega church, I'd have a great big building with ed rooms by the dozen right on the edge of the town. A big parking lot filled with BMWs. There would be one large balcony for the late folks, seats for the thousands who will come. Starbucks in the foyer just for you, and pastors of small churches, they would come to bother me. They would ask me to advise them like Bill Hybels the wise. If you please, mega pastor, pardon me, mega pastor, posing problems I would cry Rick Warren's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong, 'cause when you're big, they think you really know. If I had a big church, a tithe, a bigger tithe, do 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 do. All week long I'd run my TV ads. If I had a real big church, my wife wouldn't need a second job. A tithe, a bigger tithe. Lord, who made the Baptists and the Jews? What's so wrong with filling up the pews? Wouldn't it help to spread the good news? If I had a real big church.
I think it was a little flat on the last note. Really need a kazoo for this song. I don't have one up here, so I don't know. Maybe we'll see what I can do. I wrote this song when I was, in my second year at Evangel as a student. They could never keep up with where I was because I went through there in 3 years. And at that time, the computers just weren't automatic as far as what class they called you. But this song actually took me a year to write. Some of my songs take me just a few minutes. And this one, anyway, this is just called the Theologian Song. And it pokes fun at people like me who go the route that I've gone. I just came into town to learn about theology. I'm gonna hit those books real hard and study faithfully and get as many volumes as will fit upon my shelf as I give to the college all my wealth. And I'm gonna be a theologian. Just ask me any question and I'll tell you what to do. I'm gonna have the answers to the questions people have and tell everybody what's true. I'll know how many lions were in good old Daniel's den and what the minimum wage was for Jewish fishermen. I'll exegete and homilete and hermeneut so neat so I can answer questions like, how much did Luke pay for malpractice insurance? And I'm gonna be a theologian. Just ask me any question and I'll tell you what to do. I'm gonna have the answers to the questions people have and tell everybody what's true. I'll get those fancy letters at the end of my name and write a book or two just to add to my fame and teach at the greatest institution in the land, cause by then I'll really understand. And I'll make you a theologian so they can ask you a question and you'll tell them what to do. You're gonna have the answer to the questions people have and tell everybody what's true. And I'm gonna be a theologian. Just ask me any question and I'll tell you what to do. I'm gonna have the answers to the questions people have and I'll tell you what is true. Yeah, we'll do this one. When Evangel was building the new cafeteria, anybody who's been at Evangel for a long time knows about the old cafeteria. We have all these little mottos that we stick up various places, and I just had this thought, what would be the wrong scripture to post up on the wall of the cafeteria? And what occurred to me was this, O man of God, there is death in the pot. And that's actually what gave me the idea for the song. And I actually made up most of the song out in my head on a bike ride. And then when I got back, my second son said to me, you need one more verse. So I added a verse. So it's got three Old Testament ones and one New Testament one. Okay. So anyway, this one's called Cooking in the Bible. When you see a couple angels and God walk by and you ask them home for dinner but you don't know what to fry,
Well, I hear they might like some fatted calf, but make sure that the little lady don't laugh. They was cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Mmm. Well, they took some vines and they took some gourds. While they was camping with the prophets by the River Jordan. Oh, man of God, there's death in the pot. So he threw in some meal and they all ate a lot. They was cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Mmm. Well, if the bad queen mama make you wanna flee and you run away and fall asleep under some tree, what you gonna find when you awake? A 40-day serving of angel food cake, yeah. If you're a prophet and your hometown's under attack, 'cause the people there are sinning and they ain't turning back, well, you make your bread out of lentils and rye and you bake it over a cow pie. It's cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Mm. Need a New Testament verse. So if you're out baptizing in the wilderness, and the people that are coming to you in their sin, they confess, well, you dip your lunch in the stuff that's sweet as you peel the legs off the locust meat. It's cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible.
Got time for one more, because we're not staying up till midnight. Hey, why, right? You want to wreck a night's sleep to go from this year to next year? Come on.
There's aliens on campus. I'm sure that's what it is. They've taken over my computer
and wiped out my hard disk.
They've broken all the printers in this corner of the state. There's aliens on campus. That's why my paper's late. Aliens. Aliens. There's aliens on campus. They're keeping me up late with a talkative imitation of my stupid roommate. They unplugged my alarm clock and gave me sleeping gas. There's aliens on campus. Why I missed your class. Aliens. Aliens. There's aliens on campus. They're stealing all the power. They came into my dorm room and locked me in the shower. They've hidden all my textbooks. They made my room a mess. There's aliens on campus. That's why I failed your test. Aliens. Aliens. There's aliens on campus. They're coming every night, conducting mind experiments. It's really quite a fright. They're trying to control me like a video game. That's why our assignments look exactly the same. Aliens. Aliens. There's aliens on campus. They take us one by one, abducting us at random. They think it's lots of fun. They took me in their saucer and round the world we flew. There's aliens on campus. That's why I missed curfew. Aliens. Aliens.
have a happy new year. And my suggestion is just go from tonight, just skip straight over to 22. Okay, you'll be a lot happier person. Good night.